Welcome, everybody, to the Reflex Blue Show. I am your host, Donovan Beery, and I have with me Michael Colin Benson, is that correct? And Ben Sweeney. Ben, Michael, how are you doing?
Pretty good. We are amazing.
And we, well, probably a little cold because we are here in the wonderful Madden's resort on Gull Lake, is that correct?
Yep.
And this is Design Camp AIJ Minnesota's big event. Actually, I guess it's the largest regional conference. Design conference there is, right?
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
And what are you guys doing here?
We are doing everything from setting up workshops and helping speakers get everything done.
Getting things, bringing things.
Now, what is it? And you guys, I know, what part, I mean, are you guys volunteers? Are you guys on the committee?
We're on the committee.
You're on the committee. So this is a huge undertaking. Like, I mean, I used to run some AIGA events, and we'd have, and you just running like a speaker is, seemed like you'd be done with it, and you'd be like, oh, I'm glad that's over. This is like bigger than that. First off, it's 2.5-3 hours away from where you guys live.
Mm-hmm.
So you have those logistics. And then how many speakers are you guys actually having at this event?
We have 5 this year.
Okay.
5 speakers and about 12 workshop presenters.
Okay, so you guys are bringing in, like, I mean, close to 20 people just on the speaking end of it.
Mm-hmm.
What made you guys think, hey, I want to be on this committee? This sounds like it'll be easy.
More just, the passion for what we do. Designers, we, you know, want to be involved in the community.
Getting to meet other people.
Now, have you guys, is this the first year on the committee, or have you done this before? Have you even been to camp before? This is my first year at camp.
Oh,
I'm
really
excited, yeah.
This is my 5th year. It's my first year serving on the committee.
Okay.
This is my 3rd year, 2nd year on committee.
Okay. And how is this year different than last? Like, what have you noticed so far?
Well, the location is different. We used to be across the lake at Grandview. So there's a lot of different things this year.
Was there better fishing over here? What changed the location here?
Bigger venue.
Bigger venue?
Yeah.
It was more affordable for especially the students.
Yep. Yeah.
And I'll say that, I mean, not that these conferences are cheap, but this is much more affordable than, let's say, like the Howe Conference or something
mm-hmm.
like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What is the student rate to come to something like this?
It starts at around $185 for early bird tickets, I believe.
Okay.
And then I think it just goes up.
Is it about like $20, $25 or something?
Okay, and it's always held. Is it always held in October when it's cold out?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
yeah, that is also Luke, for
it's a
lower
sick
rate.
Joke.
Yeah, I know. I assume that. I'm like, this place is nice. I'm like, I bet you I could not afford this if it wasn't in the off season.
No, 1 week makes all the difference, apparently.
Okay, well, it's still decent enough to where I don't have a parka on, but I feel like I'm glad I did pack a coat.
It might get that way in the next couple days here.
So what's the biggest thing, Michael, from your perspective, from seeing this thing for like a few of these in a row, then all of a sudden jumping on the committee? What's the difference between like the other side?
I'd say it's more stressful when you're running around bringing things and everybody's like, can you get me this? I need some M&Ms, only green, you know, then I got to go get it wherever it is, you know. But, you know, I got to actually experience the workshops when I was in it before.
Out of all of them, what's the best like event you guys have seen, like out of all the speakers over the years, who's knocked it out of the park? And I say this knowing that we've only had one event so far at this one, because obviously tomorrow is going to blow away anything in the past. So
mm-hmm. The keynotes are always my favorite part. When they had like Chip Kidd, he was really good.
Yeah.
He came in a couple years ago, and
Debbie Millman last year was really
Debbie
good.
Millman was really inspirational.
Debbie always brings it.
Yeah. Yep.
She's fantastic.
Yeah, she's an amazing person, too.
Yeah.
Super nice.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And Paula Scherr.
Yep.
I get to read about her in my design books, and I get to see her on a stage. That was pretty crazy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who's the big one that you guys are looking forward to this year?
I'm actually really interested in Cap Watkins this year. I'm
okay.
really excited about that.
I can't wait for Ty Matheson's is going to be a good one.
They're all really great.
Yeah, they're always going to be like something like historical.
It's kind of hard to choose one specifically, but yeah.
So you guys are obviously designers. I mean, I assume of some sort. Where do you guys work at?
I work at a small publisher right now that does medical textbooks. We do e-publishing and stuff like that.
So. Oh wow!
And
what brought you? What brought you to that? Was it the job, or did you have something dealing with like medicine and stuff before that, or an interest? Or
Well, in high school, I kind of had an interest in medicine, but it was more just had a friend who worked there and got me an in there, and I really enjoy typography and everything, so I enjoy web design, so EPUB kind of like let me fulfill that need a little bit. So
what have you learned in EPUB that you weren't expecting to anything, or like because I mean that's a kind of a growth thing. If I probably polled 10 designers, one of them's probably done one EPUB book, and it probably was crap.
Yeah.
So, I mean, well, because it's really a specialized deal.
Mm-hmm. Well, I do web design, freelance web design outside of work, and it's really close to just designing a website. So kind of having that publishing background and then the web design background, kind of it was really easy, actually, to figure it out.
If there been what kind of programs do you guys use for EPUBs? Like is it still like InDesign or is there
we start off with InDesign obviously for print and then since we're expanding into EPUBs we obviously want to just make it as easy as possible, so we start with InDesign, and then since I do no code, I usually just go into the EPUB file and clean it up essentially. So
okay. That's fascinating. Is it something you see yourself doing like longer term, or do you see it as something that maybe move back in the web, or where do you even see the EPUB world moving?
You know, I really don't know. I'm kind of just getting into it, you know, too. I do enjoy web more because it's less strict. It's a lot more fun things to do with the web, I guess,
right,
than an ebook where it's just specifically text and sometimes images and stuff. So,
okay, yeah. That's fair. And Michael, what do you do?
I am currently a UX designer at Medtronic.
Well, I'm talking a bunch of medical people here, man. I didn't realize what I was up against here. So what kind of UX do you guys do for medical world
there? They have a lot of apps that control, mostly implanted devices in patients that do different things. And then the apps basically control. They're more for the doctors. Patients don't really touch them.
Okay, because this sounds like the future to me. This sounds like what starts the Terminator. Mm-hmm. I think that's what I'm hearing.
Something like that. They're only delivering drugs and electric pulses for people with Parkinson's.
Okay. So, wrong lab. I'm thinking of a different story.
It's a slippery slope, though.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty amazing. So do you get actual, when you deal with that, or even with your ebooks and stuff, do you guys actually get to talk to the medical people directly to learn more about their background, or is it kind of delivered to you through, like, a intermediary or something?
Well, right now I'm just learning through, like, the UX architect that's there, and, you know, the various other people are telling us about the equipment. But we will be going on site eventually, and we're going to talk directly to, you know, the reps and get their perspective, because there's a lot of like human factors that go into the designs, or they're just making it look pretty.
Yeah, I mean, well, and if part of the object is actually going into somebody, then the looking pretty is not really.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not really even factored in at all, I assume.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't have much to do with the actual implant. It's more or less the app interface that needs to be pretty, but the you know, the reservoirs, they're, you know, like hockey puck size implant in your stomach. So
So I guess now I am also starting to remember that you guys up here in Minnesota, Minneapolis, you guys have a large, like, I forget, medical community here. Like, that's a large industry in this market. Am I correct there?
Yeah, from what I can tell, it's pretty big.
Yeah, I guess so. I actually never really thought about it. So
okay, well, now that I'm talking just two random designers up here, and I'm like, okay, I'm starting to remember. I think that is one of the niches up here. So it's always interesting to see. So.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we're gonna take a break. We'll be right back. ¶¶ shout some people out. Let's give some shout outs. Who you got? The Terminator? Arnold, you know? He's coming back. Aren't they making, like, I just saw they're making,
yeah, they
like,
are. They're making a new one,
a T5 or something. And
I'm sure.
And I don't, and I know they're making it, and somehow Arnold's back in it. So somehow.
The, CGI again?
That I do not know. I have not followed closely enough. So after, I mean, they've really gone downhill after T2. And mm-hmm. Everyone realizes that one.
Yeah,
I think.
T2 is like the best.
Yeah,
for some reason, that was one of the few times I think the sequel was better than the original.
Yeah, and they're and I think part of it is they're such different movies. Like, Terminator itself was really just a horror movie.
Mm-hmm.
And it was great. It's a low-budget horror movie. And then T2 is just a straight-up action movie. So you can, you know, if someone argued that Terminator was better than Terminator 2, you'd be like, I could see why you'd like that movie better. Yeah. But if someone came out and be like, no, dude, T3 is where it's at.
We would just turn away.
That or they were actually in the movie, maybe. That's the only reason I could think. Like, maybe Claire Danes says it's better than T2, but she's wrong. That's all I'm thinking.
Well, the second one, I always felt like they were trying to actually, like, say something. I suppose the first one was just like, all right.
Yeah, it was a low-budget horror movie. Yeah, that's what it was. So,
I'll be back. I was like...
Is that the first time it was used, too? I think
yeah,
it might have been.
He did it when he went into the cop office, and then she didn't let him in. And then he was just like, I'll be back. And he went and got his car and drove through the wall.
Okay. That's nice. Man, we should be watching those right now. But you're living those, so it doesn't matter. So... From the chapter, AIGA Minnesota's chapter, you guys remember, I assume.
Mm-hmm.
What's next after this? Like this is the huge event. Do you guys get a break, or do you guys instantly move into something else?
Well, a design camp actually starts a couple months after design camp, if that makes any sense.
Okay.
So it depends on if we want to do another year on committee, I guess.
Okay. So. And you've done a couple now.
Yeah.
So do they give you a couple months so that you can forget how burned out you were?
It might be intentional, yes.
You never ask anyone, like, the day after, right?
Mm-hmm.
If they want to come
back.
You
want to do this again?
Well, what do you guys get out of it from the volunteering?
Mostly just the networking and meeting people is probably the biggest advantage.
Yeah.
And just, you know, being part of the community, because you don't get it as much like when you're just working with your coworkers.
And how big is the committee for this event? Because this is, as I said, this is a big undertaking for a chapter. It's impressive.
Well, the initial committee is, I think, about 9 people. And then we have, I think, 3 or 4 people that come from the board that actually help. I mean, they do stuff kind of behind the scenes, like Nancy does sponsorship. Which we can't really help out with her trying to get sponsors.
I know from being on the AIG Nebraska board for a while that sponsorship is
the hardest role to be in.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. And if you find someone who's good at it, you just let them do whatever they need to do.
Yep. Yep.
So, okay. Well, I will be here all weekend. I'm also blogging at ninapaperblog.com. I got to thank them for bringing me out, and I got to thank AIG Minnesota for letting us come in and talk to some people. And, thank you guys for hosting the great event and everyone else. So,
yeah,
no problem. Shout out to Doug and Maggie, Caitlin and Anna and Raj and Sarp and Ryan.
All right.
Lots of other people.
Okay, and the T-800 that you guys are perfecting at next year's, is that right? Well, you guys did have a drone. There was a drone after Armin spoke this morning that they flew around the room. So it's getting there.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not making this up. I did see that, right? I'm not envisioning this.
Taking pictures.
Yeah, okay. Had a drone to take pictures, sure. Okay.
I'll have to escalate it for next year and see what's the step up from that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we look forward to it, and I'll see you guys around. Thanks.
The Reflex Blue Show with Donovan Beery is hosted at 36point.com. Music by Dustlab. Find out more at myspace.com/dustlab.